In this bulletin, just one new case of COVID-19 in Victoria, a school teacher beheaded in Paris, and in AFL, Brisbane star Lachie Neale, the favourite for the Brownlow medal. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Health authorities in Victoria want to make urgent contact with 17 travellers who entered the state last night after flying from New Zealand to Sydney and then getting a flight to Melbourne. The 17 flew in as part of the Trans-Tasman travel bubble, which allows people from New Zealand to travel to New South Wales, the ACT and the Northern Territory without having to quarantine. The travel bubble does not extend to Victoria. Border Force says it will hand over the passenger arrival information. Premier Daniel Andrews says he's disappointed the passengers were allowed to enter Victoria.
Surely our systems are better than this, which I think is a fair thing to say. I stand here every day making sure that every Victorian knows they can't just freely move around their own state for the best of reasons. And at the same time, we've got people being allowed in from another country, and we were literally the last ones to find out about it. It just doesn't make any sense.
Meanwhile, Mr. Andrews says there'll be eased restrictions announced tomorrow after another day of low case numbers. There's been just one new COVID-19 case reported and no deaths. The 14-day rolling average of new cases for metropolitan Melbourne is at 8.1, and in regional Victoria, the figure is 0.5. Victoria's business lobby says its members want clarity about how they'll be able to operate between now and the end of the year. Premier Daniel Andrews will outline how restrictions will be eased tomorrow. The chief executive of the Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Paul Guerra, says businesses have faced even more pressure with recent changes to the wage subsidies.
We know as JobKeeper has come off for some businesses at the end of September, that's put an added pressure on them to be able to afford their staff without any income coming through. So we think if we can get some signalling where business can get going over the next period, and let's hope that's over the next couple of weeks, and then they've got a chance to be able to trade for a strong Christmas, that'll avoid more businesses not being able to come back. There's no question there's a lot of damage that's already been done by this second lockdown.
New South Wales has recorded 5 new cases of locally transmitted COVID-19 linked to known clusters in southwest Sydney. Dr. Stephen Corbett from New South Wales Health says it's important people with symptoms assume it's COVID-19 and get tested immediately.
Everyone plays an important role in helping to contain the pandemic by getting tested quickly and following social distancing rules. Get tested on the day you get symptoms. Don't wait to see if they go away. Assume it's COVID-19 until proven otherwise by a test.
French President Emmanuel Macron has denounced what he's called an Islamist terrorist attack against a history teacher decapitated in a Paris suburb. A police official says the teacher had received threats after showing his students caricatures of Islam's Prophet Muhammad. Police shot and killed the attacker, and 4 other people have been detained. This man lives near the school where the attack took place.
We saw the police, and I had a friend who called me when he saw the body at the top of the street, lying on the ground with the head next to it. My son was outside, and we were panic-stricken. We were very, very scared.
President Macron has urged the nation to stand united against extremism.
We will stand together. They will not break through. They will not win. They will not divide us. That's what they're after, and we must all stand together as citizens. I'm calling upon all our compatriots to stand together, because we're first and foremost united by the same values, a history, and a destiny. This unity is essential.
Cette unité est indispensable.
The New South Wales opposition says it wants laws banning commissions from property developers being paid to members of parliament and parliamentary secretaries. It follows a week of evidence at the Independent Commission Against Corruption, with former MP Darryl Maguire outlining he sought a commission over a property deal when he was in parliament. It was also revealed Premier Gladys Berejiklian was in a secret relationship with Mr. Maguire from about 2015 to August of this year. Opposition leader Jodie McKay has repeated her call for Gladys Berejiklian to step down and says legislation will go before Parliament next week.
Everyone should know that that is inappropriate. The Premier had to have known that that is inappropriate. How can you take a commission from a property developer when those same property developers are banned from giving an MP a donation?
And in the AFL, Brisbane star Lachie Neale is the favourite for tomorrow night's Brownlow Medal. It's the AFL's most prestigious individual honour. Now the weather across Australia for Sunday. Perth mostly sunny, 29 degrees. Adelaide partly cloudy and 19. Melbourne a shower or two, 15. Hobart partly cloudy, 16. Canberra a shower or two and 21. Wollongong showers and 21. Sydney showers and becoming windy, 23. Newcastle showers and 24. Brisbane sunny and 30. Cairns partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.